The soothing sounds of House of MNFN Radio. Good, clean controversy.
Okay, we're back. And again, we're talking about some of the atrocities that are going on over in Russia. And I posted a couple more links in there. And there's some more pictures of young men being humiliated and taped. And there's also a link in there for a YouTube video, which is quite long. It's about 21 minutes long, but it's definitely, after both of the shows are over, take the time to watch it because it'll blow your mind. Because what he does, or his group does, not just him, but his group, is they will lure these young boys in public. There's one video I can't find the link for, hopefully by the end of the show I will, where he got the young boy who said he was 15 to admit that, or his people did, to admit that he was lured to have sex with this older man for iPhone 5.
An iPhone 5, yep.
That's what he was told, and he actually left and took a train from another town and came there to do whatever with this older man to get an iPhone 5. And if you understand anything of going on in Russia, their economy is just Toiletsville. It's never pulled off of, came back. So there's a lot of young people that have nothing. There's a lot of immigrants still in Russia that have nothing. And they'll do just about anything for money, you know, because they're that desperate or for things.
A couple interesting statements in the chat room in regards to the Sochi Olympics. Bronum says, the bombing is what scares me, too.
Yeah,
they're admitting that they're aware of two or three terrorists
groups?
That are just individual terrorists that are somewhere in the city and they can't find them. They're there,
yeah.
And they're expecting them to like blow shit up.
Yeah,
and they were trying to find them. And then who else said something? Oh yes, Pup Chopper says in the chat room, of course. I believe that the U.S. is going to have ships off the coast to get the U.S. and Canadian athletes out if shit goes down. You know, we would hope
they would have a
we
plan.
Would hope that, yeah. And there's also, I guess, huge drug issues, Pup Chomper's also saying. So
yeah,
there's a lot of stuff. I mean, if we're going to talk about the Olympics, we're going to keep talking about this douchebag.
Yeah.
But just while I'm thinking of it, they were also saying that, was it you, Sir Mark, that I was mentioning to you about the airport? The Russian airport?
No. Yes.
One?
Yeah.
About the fake.
So they started at airport just before
the
Cold War.
You told me about
after
that,
the
too.
Cold War, excuse me. Just before, you know, the Russian, they went
collapse.
Down, collapse, basically, right. Yeah. Of the Soviet
Union. Socialism, yeah.
Of the Soviet Union. And so this airport was, like, abandoned for the longest time. And then all of a sudden, the government gives a contract to somebody he knows. Putin gets somebody
right,
he
personally
knows.
Personally knows.
$36 billion contract. And says, here's the deal. It's got to be done in 3 months.
Right.
So however they got this done, right, they were had it done enough to make it look like it was a real airport. They flew in the diplomats from the Olympic Committee into this airport. They brought in like townspeople and gave them luggage and shit and said to make it look like it was a working airport.
Yeah, and it wasn't.
Got them through. As soon as that was done, cleared the whole thing out, and the thing didn't actually physically open until 3 years later.
Wow.
Like, what a bunch of shit's going on.
Well, it shows there's a lot of corruption in Russia. I mean,
yeah, but we've known this for years, that they like to portray a certain thing, and what is actually happening is something different. What I don't
All governments do that.
Yeah, but I mean, this has been ridiculous, and I don't understand how come the Olympic Committee, I mean, in the history of the Olympics, this is the most expensive ever. I think they were saying $56 billion is being spent on this.
But they're saying stuff that they were building is three and four times. They're paying three or four times the amount of what it's actually worth.
What they normally should.
Because they're giving it to friends that they know,
yeah,
right?
Of
it's like, ah.
But anyway, there's a scary part about this. We talk a lot about anti-bullying on this show.
Sorry to interrupt you, the boy Neil.
Yes.
Your YouTube video link, it wasn't a complete
I know
link.
The one wasn't a complete link.
Okay.
That's the one that I got to refine. The second one was complete, if you can pop that open. But and we talk about anti-bullying. This is bullying to the max, because the real crime about what him and this organization do is – they will get these people, and if they do it right into it, and you'll see if you watch any of those videos, they do it out in public. They have these young boys meet them in public parks, in restaurants, and places like that, and they do it in public, and they can because it's actually the way their laws are. It's encouraged to out people for being gay, and then they videotape it and totally out them and being gay. They try to get, in the one case, they're trying to get the kid to give him his parents' phone number, get it from his cell phone, so that they can call the parents up and let them know that their child is actually gay. And then they do then post these videos online. They go on to all the social medias, and they post the videos of these young boys being humiliated and outed online to all of their friends. They have people that go in, if you read these articles, to their sites. They basically take over their sites and start posting their own these videos on their sites. And I guess for us, we have to think about probably 30 or 40 years ago. I mean, when we were young, I remember, I mean, I didn't come out till I was 35, and a lot was because of the fear of coming out as a kid. But you remember that fear of being outed that we had when we were very young?
Well, some of us kind of, I mean, I can only speak myself. I was never really in a closet.
Mm-hmm. There isn't a closet big enough for you.
That's it.
But we're looking for a new house now.
Yes, we are.
A new closet.
But, I mean, I was bullied because, I looked gay, I guess, back then. And I always try to defend yourself.
Right.
But even back then, it doesn't matter what happens to you or what happens. This is truly wrong. I mean, the one video that we watched today, I mean, you said I had missed one part, but they're in a park, which is basically a public park, and
yes,
you can see apartment buildings right there, and you mentioned, and a woman just happened to walk by, and they said what they were doing, the reason why, just kill him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know.
Take him down, boys.
Yeah. Take him down. Because
and then they said, yes, we have sticks, and we'll hit him with those. And she says, yes, do it.
And that's the law. But see, the point is, that's the law, and that's their culture that allows that. And they just, not like many years ago, they just passed another law making it illegal to be gay or lesbian, basically.
But that's another reason why I don't understand why the Olympic Committee agreed to go to a country where it's supposed to, you're supposed to promote, you know, a healthy life habit and dedication to the betterment for, you know, for education and athletes. How do you say that? I can't pronounce
the
it.
The athletes.
You know, and so forth. And there you are going to a country that they don't even have human rights.
Many say that that where the Olympics are, it's just all about money, and that's something that's bought too. It's just corrupt as well, you know, and the corruption just goes on and on. But and you know, the wild part too, we talk about this in the line of, and I can relate to it because I knew I was gay from a very young age. I mean, I remember I remember the first time that, I mean, it was crazy. We're going to talk about it. We talked about it a little bit. You want to get into it?
Not yet. Let's wait the 3 minutes. Let's try to get done the Sochi thing in the next 3 minutes, and then we'll start.
It's kind of a part of it as well.
It is, but I don't want to get into it in 3 minutes.
We won't, but it's just so. Again, and
Chris,
then we won't get into
Chris
that.
Chris has been trying to get in the chat room. Joseph's trying to get in the chat room. Boy, Lawrence is also trying to get in the chat room. They're having some issues with their Java. The best thing I can tell you is just reload and load the Java if you can. Chris has said that if homophobia is not enough to boycott them, the threat level sure is. Seriously, what you need is U.S. warships on standby. That's very similar to what Pup Chomper said in the chat room. One thing I do want to say about that douchebag. Did I say douchebag out loud? Yeah, I did say douchebag because he is. They really made it look like, with the pictures and everything else, like this guy was and they used the word torture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there was the one picture that did go crazy on Facebook, and you saw the boy, the younger boy, and his nip. It looked like he almost ripped his nipples right off.
Yep.
And it looked like he was holding a big dildo. Well, when we actually got far enough into looking at that today, it was red paint.
And then it said in the article it was red paint.
It was red paint. So, and anything that we saw, we never actually saw them physically do much except smack that one kid a couple times.
But that's one of the reasons I looked into why he ended up getting arrested then, and Cuba had him exported. Because him and some of his people did actually physically
The one guy you saw with the
chest. And they got charged for it. And that's what they were finally being charged for. Was it went to the point where they crossed the line actually physically.
Yeah.
But the
I still think what they were doing, though, to them mentally still fucking tortured
it's
me.
It's worse. It is torture. It's worse. And what they did say, and you read all these articles, how they said there's no true record of how many of these have actually killed themselves. They know from the videos being posted, they said it's upwards in the 600 area. I read in one article that 600 boys have killed themselves because they were outed to their family and friends and schoolmates thanks to this neo-Nazi asshole. You know, that's the real torture. And you know, we talk about bullying, and still today, that's the real torture. The real torture isn't when a kid gets punched, because then the schools have to charge them with assault. It's the verbal stuff that takes them to the point.
Mental shit.
It's the mental shit that breaks these kids to the point where they either want to kill themselves or do kill themselves.
Yep.
That's the real tyranny. And that's what this man is doing. And his group seems to know that. And that's how they're doing it. They're doing it with mental torture. And it's sad. And it's got to stop. And that's why I think now I'm really pissed about the Sochi Olympics in Russia more than I ever was.
I've already said I'm boycotting. I'm sorry. I'm not going to watch anything.
And I understand why some people go crazy on Facebook and all about them, because this is a true injustice that, you know what, the U.S. should take a stand and boycott shit like this. And
we'll continue this after this brief message.
You're listening to House of MNSM. Well, I was going to say talk radio, but controversy.
One time I saw a Filipino cab driver cut out a cancer with a rusty butter knife.
You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneal@houseofmnsm.com.